5:23. It is the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. Bill Geiger is in the studio. Bill is here from time to time. Our regular conversations with Bill Geiger are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management. Mr. Geiger, welcome back to the Biz Lunch.
Nice to be here, sir.
All right. So, you know, when we talk, it's usually about trying to find income for retirement or creating income for retirement. And
right.
I think the thing that's really behind most of it is making sure you've got the cash that you don't run out of money while you're retired.
Yeah. You know, the number one and number two issues that we hear from people when they come to our office is, I don't want to run out of money. And I want to make sure that I can protect my lifestyle. And the problem is a lot of folks are going about this absolutely incorrectly. They're just trying to grow their portfolio as big as they can.
Right.
And they figure when they retire, they'll kind of pick at it a little bit. I want to tell you a quick story about how that doesn't work. A few years ago, we had a couple come to us that retired in 2000 with a $1 million portfolio. Not a bad way to retire. Their advisor told them they could pull 5% out a year, no problem. They'd be great forever. They came to us after they'd been retired for 12 years. They had gone through the big downturn in 01 and 02, the big downturn in 2008. Their $1 million had dropped to $184,000.
Yikes.
Yeah. Now, 12 years after retirement, they're 77. They got a lot of years left.
And not so much working ability.
And not so much working ability. They had to sell their home at a golf and country club community, and they're moving in with their kids. And the problem is they were trying to make a stock mutual fund portfolio create income. Mm-hmm. And it does not work. The two big things that people should be concerned about right now is if you're getting close to retirement, 5 to 10 years out, make sure you have a great handle on the risk in your portfolio and make sure you have a dependable, sustainable source of income.
When it's time to do that, do you take everything if you've got stocks and all of that, do you move all of that into an income creating fund?
No, not at all. You need two sides of your portfolio in retirement.
Okay.
You need income to live on, right? You need growth to stay up with inflation over what might be 20, 25, 30 years of basically unemployment.
How do people take it when they, I would imagine it's got to be a pretty frightening thing when they are retired and they look at the numbers and they realize they weren't quite where they thought they were going to be?
Well, right now, it's a little tricky because we're at an all-time high in the stock market. And people are kind of feeling good.
Right.
But being at an all-time high in the stock market, what's the next thing that eventually happens?
Probably goes down a little bit, Bill Geiger.
It could. And that's where it really starts hitting you. You start wondering, am I going to make it? Am I going to have enough?
I talked to someone once and suggested it was time for them to become a little more conservative in their investments and things.
Right.
And he looked at me and he said, look, I plan on living a long time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that balance of knowing when is the right time and... Right? I mean, because you can do it too early, too.
5 to 10 years out, you better start moving some of your portfolio and creating income, and you really better start getting a handle on risk. Because this guy that's going to live for a long time, if we go through another, or when we go through the next 2008, and he loses half of his portfolio, he's going to be working for a long time.
Right.
Not just living a long time, but working for a long time.
So he'll be at the McDonald's when all of his fellow retirees are there for coffee.
Yeah, he'll be pushing those carts or greeting people at Walmart.
All right. So if we're 5 to 10 years out now.
Right.
Well, how do you know when you're 5 to 10 years out? It can't be strictly by age, right?
Well, no. But most people have a pretty good handle about when they want to retire.
Well, I want to retire tomorrow, Bill.
Well, then you need to come in.
I missed that 5 to 10 year window.
You need to come in.
But so is it by age that they – I mean, it's both a little bit.
Typically, people retire around 65, right? So you're talking 55 to 60.
Okay.
You really want to start getting serious about this. But if you want to retire at 60, we're talking 50 to 55.
Right.
So you just kind of eyeball where you want to retire at, and make if you're 5 to 10 years from that, you need to really get serious about risk control and creating sustainable income. Those are the two things that make the world go round in retirement.
So I suppose it would be a real drag if you're working very hard and aggressively to get that nut where you need to, and if you don't protect it,
yeah.
And then you hit the correction, yeah. Things are in trouble.
The danger is that people want to have more so they swing for the fences.
Right.
Too close to retirement. If you're in your 30s, that's fine. If you're 5 to 10 years out, you can't do that.
What's a good figure when it comes to your post-retirement income? Because I think some models build it at 85% of your current income. Others say 100%.
It's 100%, and ideally, you should have more income coming in than what you really need. And you throw that in the bank account.
Sure, right. Listen, that's the way I live.
Listen, because when you have a wedding to pay for or a vacation to go on, you pull it out of that savings account. Listen, I know you're going to do this real quickly, and I'll be quick on this. Let's do something special for our listeners. I'm going to sit down with people personally and help them put together a plan. Why don't you go ahead and give them the specifics?
Well, retirement can last 20 to 30 years, as Bill's been saying. That's a lot longer than the 4 or 8 year presidency. And it's time to start thinking about who's going to help you through retirement and many presidents to come. So turn to Geiger Wealth Management. If you're nearing retirement, Bill and Geiger Wealth Management have a special opportunity for you. Bill's going to sit down with you personally, do a full-blown retirement analysis, complimentary for the next 5 callers who have at least $500,000 saved for their retirement. Call 800-681-2498. Bill will translate the complex retirement process to help you reduce risk and prepare a sustainable income in retirement, no matter who's in office. Call Geiger Wealth Management right now, 800-681-2498, 800-681-2498. Bill Geiger, nice to see you again.
Good to see you, sir.
It's the Business Lunch on 720 WGN.